He's always asleep. When's he ever going to be any fun? All he ever does is eat and sleep.
Yes, eat and sleep. And that's just about all you did, too, when you were a baby.
Adam and Kat here, as usual.
Yes, we are.
On your Monday morning. It is Monday. What day is today? The 12th. Someone didn't change the calendar in the studio.
Tis.
Today's the 12th of February. Valentine's Day is on Wednesday.
I know.
I was thinking I might do an impromptu show theme where I play only songs that are love songs.
Hey,
I can
do that. Yeah, I just have to look at my playlist.
Well, the thing is, like, 95% of songs are about love anyway, so who cares, right?
Yeah, either about hating love or loving love or being confused about love.
But it's all about love here at WMFO. So we got a good show. I just learned Miley Cyrus is releasing some new shoes. Kat just told me that.
Yeah,
so.
We did the Converse partnership, and you know, they're gonna look so swaggy. And I mean, like, I like Tyler the Creator's, like,
he released shoes too.
Collab with Converse.
Dang,
yeah,
I love this.
It's really good.
So we got a lot to talk about today, folks.
Yes.
Got a lot of music to play. The Black Panther album, I haven't listened to it, but Kat has. She wants to talk about it, I'm sure.
Yes, it's good.
We'll do our best, but I guess we'll get started with our first unromantic love song of the day. The late Tom Petty here for you in the AM. WMFO in Medford, this is Monday Morning Madness. I'm Adam Kirchival. That's Catherine Gibson.
Hey.
This is Tom Petty. Don't know what else to say. I guess I'll just let the song start then. Hey-o!
Oh, satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things that money just can't buy. Oh, I don't care too much for money, 'cause money can't buy me love, can't buy me love. Everybody tells me so.
the road in front of me. So I crashed my car on the way to the temple of your heart.
Walk the Moon there with In My Mind on Monday Morning Madness.
One of my favorite bands. Oh, I love them.
Just really so wholesome. There we go. Gotta get my background music in there or else I feel weird, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, that was four songs in that break, not three. We're really getting real excited over here.
Kirch brought me a bagel this morning,
I
was shoving it in my face.
We're very big fans of the bagel here on Monday Morning Madness.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, I inherited a large amount of bagels last night, and I needed to get rid of them because, as we all know, bagels have about a 24-hour period before they turn into rocks.
Yeah.
So, you know, why not just help out my favorite co-host, Catherine.
Thank you.
And give her a nice, delicious bagel.
Oh, and he even asked if I wanted it toasted and what topping, boy spread some cream cheese on it.
Catherine, I have a confession.
What?
I do not have a toaster in my house, so I toast everything the old-fashioned way, which is put them on the grates of the stove and turn the stove on a little bit.
That's even more work and more heart put into it, so.
But it's not as good, is the thing. But
hey, ladies, get you a freak like that. Honestly.
This Valentine's Day, if you want someone who doesn't even own a toaster, why don't you consider this radio host? Yeah. So anyway, we were playing a little Kendrick. Tell me about the Black Panther album, because that was put together by Kendrick, right?
Yeah, so I saw Kendrick's tweet last night that was like, it's just he had control over the project and like got to produce pretty much all of the songs. And on Spotify, it shows up as a SZA, I think
The Weeknd, right?
The Weeknd and Kendrick like collab album. But I mean, a couple of the songs I think have come out as singles before.
Yep.
But anyway, it's just like really good power music. Of course, none of them we can play on the radio. But I don't know. I'm so pumped for Black Panther.
Yeah.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that superhero like saga, but
exactly, and so there's a lot to unpack about that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Moral of the story is it's just gonna be such an awesome movie with such an interesting character, and the music that inspired it is just so powerful, and I'm just like,
Well, hopefully I can listen to it this week. Maybe they'll come out with a clean version of something next week.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, All the Stars.
Yeah, is that?
That has a radio version.
Cool, so I could play that, too.
Yeah.
I just love SZA.
Yes.
and I love...
And this household, we listen to SZA.
We listen to SZA. All right, well, we are also just... I was just looking at Miley's new sneaker line, because I hadn't seen them before, and I just learned that they existed. And I don't know, they look good. They look like they're kind of high, not heeled. I don't know what platform. Those are called. Platform.
She did
what
platforms,
called.
And I mean, they're a pretty classic look. I don't know. I haven't looked too closely at them.
Are you going to get some?
Maybe, but I mean, I haven't announced this on the radio.
Uh oh.
So
you're getting married?
Surprise! No. So I do have a post grad job
Woo!
Lined up.
Hell yeah!
Chigurl is joining the Peace Corps,
Woo!
And in July I'm gonna go to Colombia for 2 years. So I'm trying to keep my financial purchases to a minimum and save my money for when I graduate to buy the stuff that I'm gonna need for that. And moving to a rural Colombian town entails that I shouldn't have brand new platform Converse.
Yeah, I guess so, if you insist.
Yeah, but anyway, hey, if anyone's listening, that's where I'm going to be.
Now, if you're interested in stalking Katherine Gibson, she'll be in Colombia, so you better start working harder to find her, everyone.
Hey, save that money.
All right, well, I was going to play Miley, but now since we're talking about Spanish music and Colombia, and I was looking at my boleros, but I didn't want to play, you know, some sappy boleros. So, and I've played this before on the radio. I'm sorry, but the Zoe cover of Bésame Mucho, the best thing ever. So, without further ado, it's live, by the way, so I hope you don't mind.
Oh, I love it.
But I promise, it's damn good. All right, I'll see you in, you know, a couple
few.
Songs.
Yeah.
Something like that.
and only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. You got a brand new soul, and a cross of gold. But Virginia, they didn't give you quite enough. Sinners and cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young. Ooh.
That's ABBA there, of course, with Gimme, Gimme, Gimme a Man After Midnight. I'll tell you the truth, I don't really like ABBA.
Oh,
but Kat does. And,
I love them.
It's Valentine's Day, so we're being friendly here on the show.
Yeah, you know, everyone needs a man after midnight.
That's right. Ain't that the truth? So it's 7:33 in the morning. We're going to play one of our PSAs, and I was considering reading one from the book just for fun, with a little bit of like crooners going on in the background, a little Frank Sinatra or something. But they uploaded for us a birth control PSA to
and
the machine.
What's more Valentine's Day than using protection?
What's more Valentine's Day than rushing to get a plan B on February 15th?
Ooh.
Hey, all right. My parents aren't listening live this morning, so I can say whatever I want.
Wow.
It's getting crazy. They're going to listen to the pre-recorded or the recorded show.
I just
in an
think
hour.
Back to being in South America where like I went to see a doctor and about things and she was just like, "Oh yeah, and in future if you ever need plan B, like I have to write you a prescription for it."
Wow.
But the thing is plan B only works within like the first 48 hours.
Yeah, that's
so it's
interesting.
Like, let's say something happens on the weekend, like how are you supposed to
Too
get a
bad.
Prescription? Oh my gosh, I was just like, this is really scary.
Can't you take multiple birth control pills?
That's a myth.
Is it really?
You like shouldn't do that.
I know you shouldn't do that, but I think
it's just like I don't. All I know is just like you shouldn't do that.
Yeah,
that's not good.
Because then what pill are you gonna take the next day? You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to wait then until the end of the month to like start your thing back up, but I think also depending on what dosage you have, like it could actually be really bad for you.
Well, so, I guess I wouldn't know, but now I know.
Hey, preemptive care, that's the best care.
And in the spirit of that, let's listen to this PSA.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car and the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park? Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. Do I smell smoke? You and me, we never give up, you and me. We never, ever, ever give up. Getting hot and heavy with the whipped cream that we bought. I'm dressing in the kitchen and then getting caught. So many things can go wrong, but we still can get it right. You and me, we're not gonna give up tonight.
You didn't give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Bedsider?
Well, I'm pretty floored, I would say.
That was really sensual to have as an ad read.
However, very catchy. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Hey, gets your attention. Riff. Sex sells.
Yeah, it certainly does. Sex sells. Free PSAs. You heard it here first. Well, all right.
That got it.
All right, guess
interesting.
We got to wind down from that.
Yeah.
How about a little Frank Ocean?
Yeah.
Speaking of self-control and having none of it, one of these bad boys.
About your summer last night, ooh. Yeah. About your summer last night.
Don't give you no play. Could I make it shy last night? Could I make it shy on the last night?
Last night.
Could we make it in? Do we have time?
I'll be the boyfriend in your wet dreams tonight. Noses on a rail. Your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there. Wish we'd grown up on the same advice, and our time was right.
Keep a place for me.
Visit.
'cause you see me like a UFO. That's like never. 'Cause I made you your self-control, and you made me lose my self-control, my self-control.
Keep a place.
If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there, for she once was a true love of mine.
See for me that her hair's hanging down, it curls and falls all down her breast. See for me that her hair's hanging down, that's the way I remember her best.
If you go when the snowflakes fall, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, please see for me if she's wearing a coat so warm to keep her from the howling.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fair,
where the winds hit heavy
on the borderline, please say hello to one who lives there, for she was once a true love of mine.
Thank you.
met in the North Country Fair, where the wind hit heavy on the borderline. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
True love of mine.
A true love of mine.
A true love of mine.
True love of mine.
A true love of mine.
A true love of mine.
She was once a true love of mine.
That's Woman There by Rye on WMFO. We're just about done with the show at 7:49.
I know. We're kind of loved out.
Yeah. Definitely.
Been swimming in our emotions.
I'm done with love for now. You know, it's over. Hey, can my background music play? Oh, there you go. That's what happens when you depend on someone else to cue up your background music. What did I want to say? Oh, yeah. We're going to take you out with Layla by Derek and the Dominoes, of course.
Duh.
The capital L love song.
Yes.
Lovely piece of music, but we have to talk for like 2 minutes so that I can time it so that it lands exactly on 8 o'clock because I get a lot of weird satisfaction about doing that.
Okay.
So, it's really just about all that's going on. But it's 42 degrees right now in Somerville.
Yeah.
It's going to, let me see if the week's going to get, no, it's going to be fine today. It's going to be fine tomorrow. It's going to be fine on Wednesday. But on Thursday, high of 58.
Whoa. I mean, I was pretty pleased with yesterday. I'm a person that I kind of like rain, but it was nice that like a lot of the snow has now gotten like washed away and I didn't need like a coat yesterday. I just wore like my puffy vest and I was
set. I'm with you. I feel that.
Yeah.
But I just want to know, are we going to get a snow day or what? I want a snow day. And if we don't get one, it's our last year and I will feel shorted.
I know.
If we don't do that.
We started off with such a bang our freshman year.
We got 5 snow days.
Polar vortex.
It was amazing.
I just remember like it was like almost every Monday or something.
Yeah, it was like weeks and we had never had a Monday class.
Yeah, and so just I remember I would eat in the dining hall a lot. But like Sunday nights in the dining hall, people would be checking their phone.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden someone would yell like, snow day! And then everyone would stand up and be like,
what dining hall was this in?
Carm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have never known people to be so animated in Carm.
Yeah.
Wow. Really uphill people having a good time.
I know.
Some incredible news.
I think it works better because the dining hall is more intimate.
That's true. It's very intimate, so you can always hear what other people are saying.
Yeah.
I do love a breakfast in Carm for people watching. That's kind of what I miss about my meal plan is being able to go into the dining hall and just look at people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, yesterday I was having dinner in the dining hall.
Yeah.
And I had my headphones on because I was watching a TV show. I started rewatching The Wire again.
of course.
But I could overhear the two girls sitting next to me, and one of them was saying something, and she was just like, but I look amazing without clothes on anyway, so it doesn't matter. And I was just like, yes, I want to reach that level of self-love.
Yeah.
You go, girl. I'm sure you do look amazing without clothes on.
Yeah, I mean, people, good for them, I suppose.
I know,
I wish I could say the same.
It's just like the weird conversations that people have when they think no one's listening.
Yeah, but we're always listening. Big Brother's actually just me and Catherine recording what you say in the dining hall. Anyway, kiddos, just about it for Monday Morning Madness. This has been Adam and Kat on WMFO in Medford.
It has been a pleasure.
Have a lovely week. Look both ways before you cross the street.
Have some romance if that's what you're into.
Yeah, or don't, you know.
If that's what you're into.
If you want to sit alone on Valentine's Day, that works too.
Yeah, don't bend to societal pressures and feel bad about yourself.
Hell yeah. You heard it here first. We are supportive
of your choices.
And so is Eric Clapton, so we'll let him do the rest of the talking. Have a good week, everyone.
Bye.
We'll see you on the other side.